Has Skype... Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, I'd like to remind everyone that you can hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
Okay, so just to save bandwidth a bit, I'm going to turn my phone off of Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
The levels are comfortable, right?
I turned off my Wi-Fi, too. Yeah.
Because we can turn this off just to add more to it, right?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
Because it'll just keep going on there, because...
Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That was pretty good.
Sorry, I like iHeartRadio.
Went back pretty good.
Turned on the computer because I guess when the screen does turn off, the whole system turns off. So.
Oh.
We lost a couple seconds there, but that's
one
okay.
One second.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, nothing. And John's gone.
And John has disappeared. That was pretty amazing.
I was actually going to ask if John was operating on Wi-Fi or by hardline, just to see what's going on there. Yes, I do. Here. Well, he's getting that set up. We'll just cut back in and apologize. Because unfortunately, we're kind of at the will of the system right now.
Ah. So we're...
Just like the Matrix.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if we're going to cut back in, then I'm going to pee.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we might actually just put a break in now that...
pee and beer break.
Yeah, John, since everything's cutting out so much, and I don't even know how clearly this is coming through anyway...
Wait, 2 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick 2 minute break and hope that the signal kicks back in.
Yes.
2 minutes. He got it. Check. So I'm going to go get in the queue.
Do it. Wow. We got a PQ. It's like lady time over here.
We're all menstruating through our bladders.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, there he goes.
Is it back?
No, he disappeared.
Oh, so that means the signal probably just completely dropped.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Buffering Podcast.
I've had some luck
with this guy.
Running.
Dan bending over to check it out. The refresh thing. John's beautiful face. John's
the
furrowed brow.
We kind of
John's
lost
excited
its signal,
face.
But then it came back, and it came back okay eventually.
Let's be optimistic for a second here. Keep video on.
Though, nah, it'd be too boring.
How do we live without you? How do we live without
Jim Ryan?
What's that? Oh.
What'd he say?
Don't know. What'd you say, buddy?
Oh, I asked if that was Leanne Rimes.
I think that's Shania. Is that Shania Twain? How do I live without you?
I don't know.
How do I ever survive?
How do I
have no idea who that is. It might be Leanne Rimes. I don't know. I'm not a big female country music connoisseur. But, you could be whoever you want to be. It could be Celine Dion for the way I was rolling my R's. You know, it was about as Canadian as you can get for country music. Mm-hmm.
Celine Dion. Celine Dion. Oh, hey-o.
You talk to
Jim. There you go. Well, hey, John.
Hello?
This, I think, this beer is very tasty. But I haven't had enough to eat today, I've decided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent my afternoon at a coffee shop, so I was snacking and coughing.
You're snacking. Yeah. James was snacking today. I had two Mac snack wraps from McDonald's earlier today. A small fry and a small Coke. That was pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a handful of peanut butter.
Yeah, it's been a little rough. Can you even hear me?
I don't know. Were you talking to me that whole time?
Oh.
I know you're talking to me.
I guess not.
It comes in and out. So I think I heard McDonald's and a small fry.
Yeah, okay.
Huh. It comes in, it's good for a little bit, and then it cuts out, and then it's good for a little bit. It's weird.
Okay. Okay. Are you getting like a...
I've seen it. I haven't made the leap yet. If you see it, try it out. I mean, I'm not saying that it's better or worse, but it's... I do love me a stout.
Because I can hear you relatively okay for most of the time. I mean, it really only cut out maybe once... for a brief moment when you were replying to me, but yeah, I'm not sure. Is it a little bit more constant now?
No, it's I can kind of understand the gist, but if a couple of people are talking or if you do longer sentences, it gets a robot voice every few seconds.
Do we want to try just doing audio for a bit to see what that signal's like?
What?
Switching off of video, see what that reaction is?
Sure.
All right. Because I mean, that was the warning that kept coming up was, hey, maybe if you turn off your video, your signal will improve.
Yeah. So we've just got audio only now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great face.
How's this, John? Is that better?
It's about the same, a little better.
Okay.
I mean, the only other thing, usually the signal bump doesn't last this long.
Maybe we should turn the ceiling fan off.
Or the Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Just go all dark.
I'll get my tinfoil hat.
Silent running. Die. Turn the computer monitor off.
Does anyone want to watch The Hunt for Red October all of a sudden?
Yes, please.
That's
take
what we need.
All of the batteries out of the TV remote.
We need a Russian nuclear submarine that is completely silent to record the Buffering podcast from.
Well, I don't have a submarine, but I do have a yellow submarine shower curtain.
Hey-o.
So we might be in business.
So maybe if we wrap your
let's
laptop.
Let's all go and stand in den shower. Stand in den shower.
The acoustics in there.
Adam's not wearing pants.
I'm sure would be excellent. Get a nice little
I'll sing How Can
reverb.
I Live Without You again.
Yeah. Same. Could be fun.
We should do a Buffering karaoke podcast.
We tried that once, yeah. Kind of.
It was a rock band, sort of. We did rock band.
Well, we did rock band, but we also did the imitation of really crappy bassists who...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who sing along
We did a sing-along for Green Day's Minority, mm-hmm. because for some reason we got in this weird tangent about how, like, you don't really hear much from bass players. They're just kind of there to play the bass, but we were thinking about... You know, what if they were singing along?
Unless they're Gene Simmons,
right?
Yeah,
and so we just goofed around with that.
Yeah,
but I wish there was. Okay, hey John.
Yeah.
I am going to quickly disable and re-enable my router, so we're going to drop the call for a second and try to pick this okay. back up, because this is getting kind of annoying.
Okay.
All right, catch you in a second.
Hey, video just came
back. We'll
miss you. Oh, that was interesting. Okay, bye.
This is not good. I'm out of beer, but that's okay.
Karaoke podcast and something.
Holy crap.
What?
Hey, you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the... I'm just saying.
Oh, that was beautiful.
It's one of my karaoke songs. No big deal.
Both parts?
No. I really like picking the best karaoke singer or two that are on the female side and try getting like a super B-52s mega mix for the end of the night. Unless nice. unless I have friends that are there that are like willing to sing the part, but otherwise, you know, you have to have someone who knows the part, A, has the chops, B, and knows the part. We'll make that number C.
Yeah,
number C.
Number C.
Good old number C.
Yeah, one of my big go to's for karaoke is, because I've got the low range Ring of Fire.
All right, that's good. Well, as long as we're farting around,
is a burning thing.
What's your top three? What's your domestic import and special time?
A fiery ring of karaoke.
Yeah, top three.
Oh man, okay.
What are your go tos? Like if it's a super packed night, you know you're only gonna get 2-3 songs in the entire night. What do you put in the queue? Ring of Fire.
Yeah, Ring of Fire is definitely in there. There was an evening where I was with two other very talented singers who were also tenors. So we gave Bohemian Rhapsody a try.
Always,
which
a classic.
Yeah. That's a great go-to.
But it's a long song. You have to have the chops for that.
Yeah.
To be able to. Egan, we're just talking about favorite karaoke songs. Busy Night. Oh, only to get 2-3 songs better. In the queue. Yeah, you look good. You look great.
Yeah.
Good.
You're not in that blocky, patchy phase of art.
I like it. Yeah.
You're blinking, you're moving, dynamic. It's like a ballet.
Sweet. Okay, yeah.
So let's kick off around the Movie Bluff, see how this goes.
Sorry for the brief interruption, the clip there, folks.
So for the first round, what we try to do, or at least for the first few that we do, we try to do kind of, softball, koosh ball, get the hacky sack, you know, everyone touches it once and then you go for the kill.
Get a hack.
So I mentioned one of his movies already tonight, and I think this would be a easy, great start, and I will say John Candy movie to you, John.
Oh, Stripes.
And then you follow up with movie or cast to lock in your answer. Cast. All right. So Stripes, cast to you.
I'm going to go with the easy Bill Murray, and I'm going to go cast.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure this is the movie. I think it is.
Which is horrible to say.
If you don't know which movie this is,
hurtful.
You're not a true American.
Christ.
I thought that that was pretty soft.
Yeah, I mean... I know that I've seen it before, but it's been years.
All right, well, then what you got?
Years and years. John Candy was in it. Bill Murray was in it.
That's a fact, Jack.
Who else was in that, though? I'm going to kick myself when you guys start to say.
Everybody who's in it.
Give me that point, son.
I'm going
to... He's not... It won't be that.
Before I bow out in disgrace...
You'd have to knock out both of us at the same
time. James, tell me who else was in Stripes.
He's calling your shenanigans.
I'm calling your bluff.
I'm going to say he was in another movie with Bill Murray. The unflaggable, now quite paunchable...
True.
Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis.
All right.
Of course he was.
Egon.
Okay. Mm. Yeah,
so,
I know.
Adam, you're out of this point, and it's Harold Ramis.
Sorry, bro.
James, you got a...
I'm going to go with movie, because cast, I couldn't tell you.
True.
I mean, I could think of something, but...
Think of somebody else.
Softball. Goosheball.
Yeah, why not? Okay, so Harold Ramis, movie, and I will say... I you know, I'll just say Ghostbusters 2.
Oh!
But I'll also say movie to you, John.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. So then, now you say Ghostbusters 2, and then what do you say? What do you mean by when you say movie to me?
You are in charge of coming up with another Harold Ramis movie or TV show.
Oh! Okay, Knocked Up.
And then movie or cast?
Cast.
Cast, so cast have knocked up to you, James.
Let's go with Katherine Heigl. Cast.
Okay.
Softball.
Yeah, true. I'll say Paul Rudd movie to you, John.
All right, My Idiot Brother movie.
Ooh, nice.
I've got a good one for this.
I will go with Wedding Crashers, and I will go with cast. We're softballing. We're softballing.
We're having fun with this.
First game.
I will say
Chris. Not a part of it.
Christopher Walken movie to you, John.
The Prophecy movie.
Chris Walken. And no, the... Fatboy Slim music video does not count.
Christopher Walken.
That was so good.
Now, if we're spitballing here and we're just kind of doing softballs, so he was claiming that Paul Rudd was in Wedding Crashers?
Yes, and I did not call his bluff on it because I...
he's a sweet guy. Softball.
All right.
I let it go.
Just clarifying that I followed that correctly.
No, yeah. No, it was actually. I'm proud of you for not doing what so many other guests do and say, "Hey, wait a minute," when it's not.
Oh no,
on
I'll
you.
Keep my mouth shut.
Other people are bad at it. Sorry. You're good at it. So
I admire your respect for the buffering game.
Christopher Walken
movie to you.
Yeah. I feel kind of like a chump.
Yeah, you can't say the fat.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Balls of Fury. Balls of Fury, and I will go with movie.
You know why you can't say the Fat Boy Slim video?
Because it's not a TV show or a movie.
No, because it's not Christopher Walken. It's Christopher Danson.
Oh, that was that. Oh. All right, I will say Catch Me If You Can.
Nice.
Cast to you, John.
Tom Hanks.
Cast or movie?
Sorry, cast.
Cast of Catch Me As You Can. How about Leonardo DiCaprio and movie?
Oh, not Leo.
It's to you.
I will.
Katie is missing out on this one.
Yeah,
I will say What's Eating Gilbert Grape, and I will say cast to you, John.
Okay, I'll say Johnny Depp, and just to be mean, I will say cast.
Oh,
and I will say River Phoenix, and I will say shit. I will say cast.
So there's a catch to all of this.
There is a catch.
I never saw What's Eating Gilbert Grape. That was just bullshit because I knew two names and I was just going to play it off like that. And so now it's kind of backfired on me in a way. I wouldn't try it. Are you worried about the...
Yeah, I just want to keep track of it just because...
It's over there too. Sorry, I'm just trying to keep the signal as well as I can while stalling because, Lord, if I know, and I'm going to challenge and say River Phoenix wasn't in What's Eating Gilbert Grape because, Lord, if, you know, I have no idea.
That's me. Crap. Okay.
I don't know. John, can you verify or do you...
Do you need me to look it up quick?
I'm halfway there.
Living on a prayer.
That's right.
I do not see what? River Phoenix
karaoke.
Page of IMDb.
Karaoke buffering podcast.
So okay. John has so far said he's not seen it.
River Phoenix in which movie?
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
What year did it come out?
Your mom.
In the was it in the 80s? 93.
93, I think. 92, 93.
Yeah, no, he's got it. John's got it.
93. No.
Yeah.
No, he was not in it.
Not in there.
So here's the
so I'm out.
Yeah, so you're out. But
it's two of you guys.
Here's the thing, and I've already admitted this fully. Haven't seen it. So now I'm going to go for the twofer and say, John, I call shenanigans on you that you can't name. Well, you've already looked at it, though.
Yes, I have. Sorry.
So
we're giving that one. We're giving that one to Egan. Egan, bonus point.
Yeah,
that's your V-card point. John is in the lead. Buffering.
But just for shits and giggles, did you know somebody else in the cast?
Is Kathy Bates in it?
I probably couldn't have. I saw Juliet Lewis, but I would have never known.
Oh,
so
I would have never I
would have defaulted as well.
Well, since we're stuck on that anyway, we'll give you the V-card point.
Let's do that. Let's just
practice round.
Playing field.